What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Nice. Coming to you once again in front of a live audience at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Yes. We are doing it. It's very exciting. So happy to be here. It's Sunday, July 17th, 2022. And let's start off with everybody's favorite part of the show. That's when I do my plugs. Yeah, let's get those out of the way right now. Doug plugs. I like that. I like that enthusiasm on a Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be doing two Doug Loves Movies during Comic-Con down in San Diego at the American Comedy Company this Wednesday, July 20th at 8 o'clock, and then Saturday afternoon, July 23rd at 4:20. So if you're down there for Comic-Con, want to sit down and laugh for a couple hours, come on by. If you're not down there for Comic-Con, you could still come by. It's not an official Comic-Con event. Yeah, so you don't need no stinking badge or anything. And Doug Loves Movies is going to be right back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Sunday, August 14th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets, be sure to go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah! Forgot! Wallet!
Shh! Ted Danson?
Very nice. I heard some people asking questions while that was happening. Like, what are all these words everybody's saying? Why is this, what kind of cult did you drag me to? What kind of shit am I getting into right now? Well, I'll tell you, if you're uninitiated, somebody today is gonna go home with this, it's normally a bag of prizes, but I've accumulated so much stuff over the last couple of years that I've now upgraded. So this is, I'm gonna give away this crate. This crate full of stuff. Let me save the best thing for last here. Put that over there. Doesn't that look like a nice box? It's not a Fabergé egg. Settle down. But no, there's some cool things in here. There's like a training lead rope for it's an official Cesar Milan dog whisperer, whatever he calls himself. It's official rope that he came up with. Is a small mallet that says Killing Eve on it, and it looks like it has blood on it too. So I don't know exactly what went down there. A copy of a friend of the show, Justin Long, is in a movie called The Wave, and there's a copy of that in the prize box. I had to get rid of this because there's no way I was going to eat it. It's caviar, but it says on it, black ants. So, yeah, so I guess it's black ants inside of the caviar. Like, I don't need an ant inside of an egg. What kind of nonsense? So, get out of here. I don't want you. But here's something that I almost did keep. It's so cool, but I said, fuck it, Doug. You gotta, you know, you can't just keep everything. And speaking of everything, this is a book about the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah, and look at it. Like, even the cover is like trippy, and it's in plastic. I didn't even take it out of the plastic. So if you're like kind of person who wants to do a resale situation, I am hooking you up. And then we also got some a few various CBD oils that you can try. And then I don't want to pull it all the way out of the crate, but like it's a full-blown board game called the Lie Detector Game. Yeah. I've just been sitting in my home, and I've just been looking at it going, I'm not going to play the lie detector game. If someone finally comes over to my home after all this time, the first thing we're going to do is not play a game about lying. But I'm not lying when I tell you that the final prize that's going into the crate today is one of a kind. It's actually two of a kind. Because I gave one to Paget Brewster backstage, and the other one is going to be won by somebody here today. It's a Paget Brewster nightlight. Yeah, and so you'll have one, and she'll have one. So if you're a fan, it doesn't get any creepier than that. Just have your nightlight that you can look at night and think, is she looking at her nightlight? Of her face. But she's one of, I'm not trying to, you know, exclude her or make her special, but she is. And I knew that would be fun. Oh, the name of the company that makes it is, they're called Glass Action. So look them up on the socials. And you can order anything, like a picture of your cat or a corpse, whatever you want to turn into a nightlight, there's a good chance that it can be done. Are you ready to meet our guest today? Oh boy, what a lineup! Four of them are here now out of five, so that's a good turnout. We'll see what happens as we move forward, but I'm going to say all their names anyway. It's, you know, because sometimes miracles happen. Please, give it up, everybody. For Guy Branum, Paget Brewster, John Hamm, Sam Levine, and Dustin Ibarra. Oh my goodness. This is like a Christmas miracle because the ham has arrived. Hey buddy, was there a traffic situation out there?
Parking, yeah, traffic.
Parking, traffic, the whole thing.
Classic, yeah. Sunday, right, classic. Guys?
I don't know who's had
like
you shut
right
up.
Back.
I mean, whatever he said, I meant. I didn't mean you shut up. I meant whatever nice thing John said. All right, well, let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. Right? Gets tricky. By last name. By last name, of course. Yeah, you got snaked. Yes, give it up, everybody, for our first time guest on the show. Guy Branum is here.
Hello, good to be here.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Star of the new motion picture Bros.
In theaters September 30th.
September 30th, everybody. I've seen the commercials. They're very clear that it was produced by straight white men who know how to make comedies. They make that very clear in the ads, but the movie looks great. Billy Eichner, of course, is the main bro.
Yes.
Main bro of all the bros.
Writer and producer as well.
I can't wait to see it.
Dazzling film.
Thank you for that. You've seen it already?
Yes, we've all been hungry for a rom-com. Netflix has been giving us, you know, methadone rom-coms, but we need something real.
And it's also not, centered around a holiday. It seems like that's a weird gateway into the gay movies on the streamers, is that if it's like a Christmas gay thing or something. Bros is just any time of year it wants to be.
Exactly, yeah.
Looks like it's summer, though.
I mean, it was the autumn when we filmed it, okay. But we were trying to make it feel like summer.
Very outdoorsy, it looks
yes.
like. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us today. I can't believe this is your first time on the show, and appreciate that it's finally happened.
Well, thank you for having me.
I mean, you already win Most Polite Guest Ever Award.
Thank you.
Very succinct in your replies. You get in, you get out.
You don't bother. Things will get salty later, Doug. Don't question that.
Okay. Yeah, because what are you, what's that you're drinking?
Oh, I am drinking a Paloma that was in a can in the low refrigerator in the back.
Yeah, so you're gonna get wasted.
Probably.
On that tiny, I got a tiny Paloma working too. Let's just chug them. Let's get effed up. Look at this tiny Paloma.
That's a tiny Paloma.
Is it 12%?
Tiny grapefruit
Paloma. Is it
12%?
Paloma. It's 14%? It's 16% alcohol.
I don't know. This isn't an auction for how much alcohol. How
I'll
much alcohol
it.
Is in it? I'm at 18%, I'm at 19%. Sold at 22%. That guy's gonna get fucked up on a Paloma. Next up for bid, a watery margarita. Because that's what those are on. They have those back there too. So if you finish your Paloma, guy, be sure to go ahead and grab another one. Yeah.
I'll drink what I feel like drinking, Doug.
I don't get it.
Don't pressure me.
I don't get offended by people leaving, just getting up and walking off a stage, because I know you're professional and you'll come back with a bigger, better Paloma. The person who thought she might be first alphabetically, which is how she's led her entire life. That's a good biography title for you. I thought I was first. It's Padgett Brewster, everybody!
Hello!
So excited.
Am I on? I'm on. Not first.
But you had a little time to prepare while Guy was talking, so
I loved it.
What would you like to say?
I'm supposed to say something now? I'm just here to
Everyone has to have an opening statement.
I'm happy to be here. I think these lights are new.
No.
No? Are they old?
No. Well, they're made to look old, but they're new-ish to when the theater reopened, I believe.
So they are new here.
No. I don't remember ever being on stage here and not seeing those adorable little clamshells.
Oh.
That are perfect for, if anybody gets mad for some reason, they're great for kicking. Like, if those things were if this was a movie right now, King Kong or somebody's going to get upset and kick the shit out of those things.
That would be the daintiest King Kong.
You know, what's his name? Frankenstein's monster in Young Frankenstein would, you know, one of those blows that blows a fuse and he loses his mind. All right. Thank you for your opening statement. That's not really a thing on the show. I was just joking around. But yours led to a lot of great conversation and fun times we won't soon forget. Also joining us, like a superhero himself, making the traffic and the parking and everything work right down to the wire, like the superstar that he is. It's John Hamm, everybody.
Hi, buddy.
It's nice to see you, and you finally hit your casual phase.
I'm appreciating your mid-career vetter that you're going with. To, you have to, Temple of the Dog era.
You have to vetter.
It's a thinker.
You have to, you know, you have to get dressed up for all the events and stuff you go to, so it must be fun to just wear the jeans and the untucked shirt.
It's a Sunday. Come on.
Yeah, Sunday fun day.
Sunday.
Just driving around.
Parking.
Top down? Do you top down it?
Not in this car. That'd be hard. Oh. Need a chainsaw.
All right. I didn't mean to pry. We don't need any more personal information. Oh, but is that you behind those Foster Grants? I don't know what brand those are. Oh, he even did the look, you guys. Did you see that? He did it, which is so fun in a podcast.
On a podcast medium. There'll be plenty of visual jokes for the people at home to not get.
I like to do 20 minutes of Sam Neill taking off his sunglasses in Jurassic Park. Because it's such a fun visual joke that the listeners can't get enough of. Also joining us today is we're getting into champion territory here now, because this gentleman recently won. Oh, Padgett's already disgusted.
He always wins.
Just can't get over him being called a junk-demon.
He doesn't always win, but he mostly wins. It's Sam Levine, everybody.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Doug, here's my opening statement.
Oh, I thought you might have one, whether I wanted it or not.
Nearly 4 years ago was the last time Senior Hamm and I did one of your Doug Loves Movie shows at a previous location, and he left this beautiful, very nice Contigo travel mug. And I took control of the mug. And in ownership, possession is 9/10 of the law. And I've just been holding it for him. And so for nearly 4 long years, I've had this thing. I've tried desperately to give it back to John. And I was so excited about today's show because I knew he'd be here. And so we put it in my wife's purse so that we would not forget it on our way to the show. And she's not feeling well today, so I came alone. And the mug is in that purse.
Fate does not want a reunion.
Weird, because in Spanish, contigo means with you, not with your fucking sick wife.
John, she's being sick all over that thing. Once I told her it was your mug, ooh boy.
It sounds like someone was excited about getting this mug. You're a little disappointed by this turn of events.
I heard a rumor that the $12 mug from Target was coming back to me after 4 long years.
Is this mug like Infinity Stones? Do I have to keep track of it for future episodes of Doug Loves Movies? Yes.
I want proof that your wife is sick. I want proof that you have a wife. That seems fishy. He just got married just to make this scam work.
Damn right. Anything roll. FaceTime with Hamm. Anything.
He is not giving up that mug. I just wish we could cut to her just in bed sipping soup out of it.
Well, thank you, Sam, for your triumphant return. You won on this stage a mere month ago. We're trying to do these monthly here now. Mm-hmm. And a month ago you won, and then you came back on one of the Zoom shows and won again. So it's just been undeniable that we had to have you back to this stage.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
All right. Well, you already made your statement. Let's move on.
That's it. I'm done, yeah.
There's no reason for a backup statement. But guess what, everybody? There isn't just one champion here. I mean, they're all champions in my heart. But on paper, in the stats, we have another champ, the winner of the most recent episode. Sam couldn't be there. But instead, another champion rose from the ashes. You should probably get a little of those ashes out of your hair. It's Dustin Ivara, everybody!
Yeah! I gotta say, I love rising from ashes, bro.
Right? You're just dusty, man.
Dude, bro, look at us, Doug. Just look at us.
Yeah, that's why I put on a hat today, because I thought I was gonna get dusty.
Uh-oh. Yeah. I love how John Hamm dresses like me on Sundays. That's pretty fun, right? Like, that says, I'm gonna dress like a piece of fucking shit today. Who do I... This is my normal wardrobe. He's like, how do I just be a normal fucking numbin? What's up, man?
How often do you misplace stuff in your own hair?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it can hold 3 pencils and 1 pen, you know? And I always lose them.
Well, holy shit, you are ready when you find them, all those pencils and pens.
Boom.
That is so much writing material. But are there sunglasses in your hair right now?
No.
Oh, just regular glasses.
These are normal glasses, yeah. In case I have to audition for something.
I could just
quick.
Kind of...
Yes, this...
Oh, look at you. Holy shit, he's an accountant all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know, right? The numbers don't add up, right? Right? You know? Come on, admit it. That's good acting.
I like that you're wearing the glasses.
This is it from
your hair. As you're so method getting ready for this audition, you're just walking around with the glasses on.
You know what? To be honest, whenever I eat, it gets in my face, so I put this thing here. And it, like, I eat a lot of liquidy food, like nachos, so it can. I eat a lot of like liquidy stuff, you know.
Name
so,
them.
And it can get in the
name
hair.
Name four.
I wouldn't go
nachos. Is the first choice for liquidy food.
Hang on, we didn't get any further than nachos.
Four liquidy foods.
Like slushies.
Slushies, nachos, everything at 7-Eleven pretty much can be liquid.
You should investigate the straw.
Paper or plastic?
Dealer's choice.
Don't do it. It'll give you these lines on your top lip, and you don't want to go to Burbank.
I just heard lines and dealers at the same time, and I'm ready to go!
Straws, give you lip lines.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Well, then, Padgett, you must have never used a straw in your life.
Yeah.
Goddamn brilliant, beautiful man.
Am I gonna get? Now I'm worried. Am I gonna get lip lines from sucking tiny dicks?
Tiny's better than too big.
Finally.
We're here making decisions that the rest of the world is just going to have to live with. But yeah, I mean, Padgett, don't get me started about a thick shake and trying to get it through a straw. Like a Oreo cookie shake. You ever try to get one of those through a straw?
No, I'm not
it's
into
insane.
That.
It's insane. Like, it's almost like... a hemorrhoid on your face.
Oh my God.
Because it's exactly like a hemorrhoid on
your face. Because, you know, the inside, everything inside starts to come out into the straw.
That's a fistula.
You might be doing it wrong.
It's so nasty.
Is this a Jack in the Box shake?
Jack in the Box, yes.
No. I like the argument that a shake isn't well made unless your face prolapses.
That's the word I was looking for. I got prolapse mouth.
It's a professional lapse.
From a shake. Yes, if you want to say the whole thing, it was a professional lapse. Have we met everybody? I think we have. We did it. So that takes us to the next portion of the show. Before we get to the games, I like to find out.
Do you hate the word portion as much as I do?
Wait, is portion you know, like your moist?
Portion?
Portion is so much worse than moist.
Explain how.
How can it be worse than moist?
Moist is lovely. Moist you want sometimes.
I mean, a portion you can keep it dry, but moist, you're fucked. It's just moist.
Portion is like you get a little portion before you go hiking. You get a portion of dates.
Oh, this seems like old trauma that needs to be unpacked.
Paget's backstage. I haven't got an acting job in 3 years. Portion is, if you look at the word portion.
Did you say a portion of dates?
It's just like, where would someone give you a portion?
Like a flock of seagulls?
Oh, that was the first concert I ever went to. Okay.
And what did you bring to eat? A portion of dates.
Portion of peanuts. I'm from Massachusetts. I don't even know what that meant. Doug?
Yes.
Go!
Oh. I just wanted to make sure we were, finished with this portion.
I'm sorry. Ah, you son of a bitch.
Before moving on.
Sorry.
Just have to make sure everybody's okay. And if everybody is emotionally available to recommend a film. In fact, let's start down on the other end there with Sammy. Let's go, Sam. Recommend one movie. Just
one movie and one movie alone.
People would enjoy.
I'm recommending Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Oh. Is that Kingsman 2 in some circles?
It is.
But in the second Kingsman.
In this Golden Circle, it's the second film, yes.
And then the third one, the third one's like a prequel?
It is, just called The King's Man.
The King's Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're going out of their way to make it confusing with the titles of these films.
A little bit,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's kind of a fuck you, the titles of these movies.
Yeah.
Like, figure it out.
They're supposed to add words to the title, not take them away.
Right, and King's Man, like, what are you doing?
What are they doing?
Come on, quit fucking around.
They're fucking with you.
Yeah.
Why would you misogynistic too, you know?
Yeah.
Kings and men, they're both men. Like, come on, let's get a queen in there. You can't do that? The queen's handmaids or some shit? I don't know. I don't know what you women like, you know. What I mean, someone sewing or some shit?
Wow.
Come on.
A few words from today's movie executive.
No one listens to these things unless someone's big as a... Oh, no!
Yeah, we gotta watch what
we're
saying.
Can you delete that part? You know, my girlfriend's here. You know, I don't let her come to the shows, but she's in the car, so...
She's listening in the car to another show. Because this isn't live or anything.
She's listening to your mom's house right now.
All right. So I already forgot what you recommended, Sam.
Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Oh, okay. All right. Kingsman 2. All right.
Elton John is in it, that's why.
That's why you like it?
Yeah. He's real silly in it. I love Elton John.
Oh, you're right. He does have kind of a more substantial role than you would think.
Yeah.
And he gets to like yell at people and swear and stuff.
It's true.
So I guess that's why they call it the blues.
That was pretty solid, but a lot of people here today are still parking their cars. Thank you for your recommendation, Sam.
My pleasure.
I do not want another.
Is that a green eggs and ham joke?
What's that?
Never mind.
No. Guy, do you have a movie that you can recommend? Preferably a better one than Sam's?
You're not
better
going
to have Elton John in it.
You're not going to like it better than Sam's.
Oh.
I have a question for you, Doug Benson.
Okay.
Do you like sex comedies? For purposes of this, just say yes.
I like 5 comedies, I like 7 comedies, but mostly I like 6 comedies.
Do you like Holocaust movies?
Oh. Wow. See, this is when they get you. They go, will you take a 5-minute survey? And the second question is fucking, do you like Holocaust movies?
Can't believe I said yes. Now I'm committed. No, I don't.
I mean, that's
trouble. I don't like them. I don't give them a thumbs up.
I mean, like, embrace the horror washing over you, Doug Benson. Let me tell you guys about 1989's Enemies, a Love Story. Ron Silver is a Holocaust survivor whose wife died in the Holocaust. Now he's married to the illiterate Polish woman who kept him alive. But he's fucking Lena Olin, who is a nihilistic, extremely, like, intellectual Jewish lady who lives in Manhattan. He lives at Coney Island. And then, one day, his dead wife shows up at the door.
No.
It's a real good movie. Like, it's like a really fun, like, black as possible comedy, like sex comedy. It's so good. And the best part is, you can only currently watch it on Pluto TV. So every 15 minutes, you get three Activia commercials. Enemies, a Love Story. Check it out today.
I'm familiar with that film. Enemies, a Love Story.
This is a real list. For those of you listening at home, Doug has serial killer scrawl on a piece of photo paper that he's adding to.
Some of them are symbols. Like, he's writing like a
zodiac letter.
It just says, Jeremy spoke in class today.
Temple of the Dog, Jeremy spoke. Something's happening to Doug. Come, Spoonman.
I just so happened to be working on a musical. It's called Manifest. Oh!
You should just yield to that. Another album.
Seriously, park your cars and come in and enjoy. We got some great comedy going on. So much fun. Dustin?
What's up, man? Oh, dude, I saw the movie Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. You guys see that movie? Very awesome. Very cool, badass movie, man. I bought it like 2 days ago. I think it's going to be free in like 3 days, but whatever. You know? I'm not a patient dude, you know? It was a really good movie. Have you ever done acid? It's like that, right? Like where it's like everything, bah, 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 everything all at once at the same time, you know? Yeah,
that's what I had watching it.
Well, it's very I love how every movie now has like another dimension. Every movie is like there's another multiverse, you know.
Frankly, I've had enough of multiverses.
Fuck yeah, right?
Like, Everything Everywhere All at Once was so good, but Doctor Strange, I was like, I don't care anymore.
Dude, exactly.
If
yeah.
you kill this like you're just doing Rick and Morty episodes at this point in time.
Bro, yes, dude. Right now we're doing Doug Loves Cucumbers in another fucking planet right now with John Turkey and fucking Georgette and girl Dynam. I don't know. Cam Levenstein.
Perfect.
Tired of these multiverses,
okay,
bro.
First of all, I wish people named their daughters girl. That would be amazing.
See, in the joke, I tried to go the opposite. Guy, girl, you know.
Yeah.
Comedy 101, brother.
Have you, so you saw it in a motion picture theater? Or you bought it, you said?
Yeah, I bought it on Amazon. I watched it on a very, I watched it on a Game Boy.
Anytime you
feel like. I watched
it
on a Game Boy Color, and it was awesome.
So anytime you're in the mood for sausage fingers, you can just turn that on and watch them wiggle.
Brave Rider, like that. Like if I would have said that, they'd been like, Dustin, get out of here with your fucking sausage finger ideas again.
It's so universally beloved, this movie, that it comes up as one of the recommended movies almost every week on this show. It's one of the panelists.
It's got a good message too. It's like, be kind to everyone and stuff.
Oh, you know? I thought the message was, don't fucking give yourself paper cuts. That is that is insane, man. Stop it.
Stuff.
That's what I was speaking in that tone during that entire scene. This is insane. I'd like you to stop it. Listen, short round. You're making me very unhappy cutting yourself with a piece of paper.
That wasn't
Hold
short.
On to your potatoes. And then he did it again.
Yeah, I wish he cut up some potatoes with that paper instead of his own hands.
Yep.
Can I ask you to stop? Because... No.
You really had enough?
Yeah. Well, no, I've heard over and over again while winning and losing Doug Loves Movies that everyone loves Everything Everywhere All at Once, and I bought it, and I don't get it.
Oh,
I don't get it.
Shit.
Now, listen. Now, in my defense, until I go back to a really hard job that I love, I... drink white wine and I cook and I feed squirrels. And so by 8 o'clock at night, when my
Stars,
husband wants to watch...
they're just like us.
By the time we're ready to
squirrels,
start watching...
Squirrels, they're just like stars.
I just don't get it. But I own it. I bought it. I'll watch it. But then I put on Boogie Nights and I really like that.
I put on Boogie Nights anyway sometimes, you know?
It's a good movie!
Yeah.
Paget, did you watch it and you weren't connected, or you just like started it and then you turned it off?
I start it and I watch it for a few minutes and I go, oh God, I've never done acid and I don't know what's going on and I know everyone here is great, but I just don't know if I can follow this right now because I was just watching Top Chef for 3 hours and drinking white wine. So I think I'm going to have to hold off on this.
Evelyn was robbed last season.
Yes. Top Chef?
Top Chef, yes.
I didn't really like that season. I go right back to season one and I watch them all in a row. I've watched
Paget and I are starting a podcast right now.
Woo! Guy et Paget. Those are our French names.
It's called Whispering About Top Chef. Because you got very quiet and the audience decided to follow suit.
Oh, God damn it, I'm sorry. My recommendation is Boogie Nights.
You don't have to throw yourself on previous recommendations. Like you didn't have to tell us your true feelings about Everything Everywhere.
I genuinely was hoping and one person in the audience would tell me they
I'm
didn't
sure
get it either.
That there is a person like that exists.
Thank you.
But they're
Thank
not going to jump up and say I didn't like it either.
Didn't get it yet. At some point, we'll watch it and we'll get it. We're just not there right now, that's okay.
Let's smoke some weed, then we'll get it.
I think step one to getting it is watching all of it. It's kind of it's interesting to watch some of it and go, oh, I don't get it.
For Paget, it was some things, most of the places at some times.
It's like I started this puzzle, I put a few pieces down. Is this going to be a picture? I don't know.
This doesn't look like
There's
Mickey
no way
Mouse.
To know if it's going to make sense ever to me, so I should probably just give up. It's overwhelming, but also that's part of why it's a fun movie to see in the theater, because you're sort of trapped by how, multi it is.
You have to be in the experience in the theater.
It's really, it's just a super fun movie, and you're missing out.
I believe
also,
you.
I don't think people should be mad at somebody for not, it gives you a chance to act superior. Like,
I'm
oh, you,
so
you
mad I
could
kick
it?
A seashell.
You didn't get it? I liked it. I liked it. Smart people liked it. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's fair.
People
I'm
love
right
to,
with it.
But people love to do that. You know, they love to have that high horse they can get on just because when you say you didn't get it. So instead you have to say that movie sucks.
No, I don't think it sucks.
That's
I think I'll
I did
be
with
into
Toy
it.
Story. I'm like, this is above my pay grade. This is not. Whoa.
Okay. Did you recommend a movie, Paget?
It was Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights. Oh, it was Boogie Nights.
Sort of a sideways recommendation.
You officially went Boogie Nights.
Sam Levine. What year?
1997.
Nice. And the director was?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Nice. Beautiful.
A computer, man.
Oh, no. That's... Guys, it was a great year for movies.
He's an android, man.
It really was, yeah.
Yeah.
Senor Ham?
Oh, I like the way you toss
are
to
we,
him.
Are we moving on to Senor
Ham? Yeah, no, I like that.
I just wanted to...
Great toss.
No, I used to be a talk show host.
The old toss and touch.
I was so close to grabbing that seat, too. Ah! It could have been me!
Yeah, she is just indiscriminately grabbing to the right or left, to her left. John.
Doug.
Could you recommend a movie?
I can. I had one queued up, and then I feel like Everything Everywhere All at Once kind of undercut it, but it was, sure, it was going to be this movie called Swiss Army Man, which was
the
previous film by the Daniels. And it's a really good movie, and it's an unexpectedly affecting movie. I was like, it's the setup is that it's about a farting corpse.
We have a question on the floor. Somebody would like to know.
And yet,
what?
By the end of the movie, it's a surprisingly emotional journey.
I didn't
go through
this audition
with this farting corpse, played by Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much. And I went, these guys are ones to watch. I watched them, I did, and this is what they came up with.
Yeah, then the Daniels came back with Everything Everywhere.
All at Once.
It's the same director.
Yes.
Oh, I liked Swiss Army Man.
Yes, there you go.
That so was maybe, just to mess with you.
Maybe watch it as a warm-up the next time you watch Everything Everywhere, and you know, you can kind of just cruise right in from
they
one
also
into
directed the
other.
Video for Turn Down for What? Which is a really cool video.
Turn Down for What?
It was for Turn Down for What?
What?
It's like a weird song because there's literally one lyric in it. Fire for now.
Well,
and let the body eat something. Turned out for what?
You just have to figure out how to spell. Boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
I like the reggaeton version. Turned down for K.
But every other word is in English. That doesn't.
It took 7 seconds.
I feel like we're done with this portion.
I think so. I think we wrapped up that portion nicely.
Man. I've never been to a bad dinner party because my friends don't have kitchens, but a little like it.
Wait, what's it called again? Wishy-washy man?
Swiss Army man. The idea is he has multiple uses, like a Swiss Army knife, so they use him as a jet ski because he farts.
Okay.
You get it.
I hate...
like the logic of all of that is really good.
I hate two boy directing teams so much because, like, truly anyone else trying to make a movie in Los Angeles has to spend like years writing 1,000 different outlines explaining everything. And I feel like two boys get in a room and they're like, he farts for 2 hours. And the execs are like, absolutely. Like, you know, those poor Wachowskis, you know, 20 years ago they were able to say, he takes a pill and then the world isn't, and they were like, make a movie. And now they're just two gals trying to make a film in Los Angeles, and that's not gonna work out well.
What if instead of a pill it was a suppository? That'd be funny, right? Like, yeah, you gotta get this in. Oh, bro!
Is it time for a reboot?
Well, those are some terrific recommendations. It was a wonderful portion of the show, and I even wrote down your recommendations in the wrong place. This is just a disaster. Let's go to a commercial. We got to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back, everybody. What a fun commercial break. We learned about Guy Branum's white-hot hatred of the film Rudy. If you ever have the chance to hold up a poster for the movie Rudy in front of him, do not do it. He turned instead to someone who just has on their phone that it's for the person sitting next to them. Someone named Jay. Paget's playing for someone that goes by three Armandos instead of Amigos. And John is playing for Flaccidentally Yours.
Flaccidental Tourist?
Flaccidental.
Love.
Flaccidental Love.
Flaccidental Love. Sam's playing for Joaquin Orange Clock Orange Joaquin.
That was exactly it.
And Dustin is playing for Joe.
Yeah.
Because Joe brought, how much cash did it take?
$5.
$5 you took for Joe?
I didn't take it. Don't act like I fucking robbed him. Like,
it was thrown onto the stage.
You accepted did throw it.
I mean, I showed my breast to him and he gave me the money. Okay.
Great breast.
Thank you. Right.
Well, fair enough. Let's play some games. Yeah. This first one is a classic from back in the day. In fact, there's been disputes over who invented this game, so that's why it goes by the name Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game.
All right.
IMDb, of course, short for I Am the Best.
Yep, that's why we're playing it for you today, John, because
thanks
you so are
thanks to all three of those
the people. Best. Okay. Here's how the game works. Internet Movie Database.
Yes.
You're familiar with it, Pat?
That.
Yes.
That IMDb. They think they know it all. And they will put for each actor, actress who's on the their site, they'll list most known for, and four titles generally will pop up as the things that that person's most known for, according to IMDb, or according to, do you have IMDb
Yeah,
Pro?
We have to do it ourselves.
You have Pro?
Yeah.
So you go in and pick yours?
Yeah, I picked it.
You picked your top four. It's always interesting when you look at any actor's top four, it's interesting to think, did they pick that themselves, or does that feel more like...
Well, agents also can override it.
The agents and the algorithm.
No, if you put up a photo they don't like, they'll put up a photo they like.
Right.
Yeah. Because
they're agents. They got to do something.
Jerks.
They gotta
What's
do
the
something.
Game?
They got to just sit around and play these weird computer games all day where they change your picture if they don't like it. Yeah. What a great agent.
Working hard.
All right. So I'm going to start naming the best known for from somebody's IMDb page. As soon as you think you know whose page it is.
Oh, that's a good game.
It's a good game.
I haven't heard this one.
You buzz in with your own name when you want to guess. Like, for instance, Sam!
Oh God! I have to guess already. Jesus! Can't believe I rang in so soon.
Well, that wasn't you. That was me doing.
Oh, yes, I get okay. So lost.
Okay. Wait. How do we ring in? We raise our hand.
You say your own.
You
name.
You yell your own name. That's
I yell my own
what
name.
He just That's said, what I like just literally just pointer. Said.
No, I thought you were joking. Like about. I'm gonna name a
no,
movie.
No, but like right before that, remember when he said that you would say your
I
own name?
No, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Okay.
I should have used you.
So, anyways,
as
yeah, you say your own name or Sam's.
Say Paget.
Paget.
Paget like
means I'm ready to answer.
As soon as you know it, yeah. But then you got to answer.
I thought we were supposed to yell who. The person in the
no,
movie
don't
is.
Don't do that.
Don't
I'm not in that,
that
movie. I know whatever he's
yeah,
going to say. I'm
don't
not
do
in
that,
that movie.
Don't
okay.
yell that out.
Got it.
Yell out your name. Then when I call on you, in,
so
a,
for example,
in an orderly manner, don't run up and down
Huff,
the aisles.
The Trouble with Normal. You would say, Paget.
Hank Azaria.
Paget Brewster.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Or are we just talking about The Trouble with Normal?
Yes, we were.
Wait, were you on that too?
Yeah, that's where we met.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no, we've known each other a long time.
You know what? I was on it too.
I was in the pilot and got fired.
Yeah. Wait, you were.
Twice.
Oh my God. Listen. If you're around long enough, you're going to get fired.
I mean, I'm
it just happens. It just happens, man.
It's just
going
to happen, you guys.
It's really the trouble with normal.
For drugs, alcohol, it happens, dude. You just, come on.
They don't put you in a trailer so that you can come out of it. You go in there and you stay there until they tell you to go home.
Have you seen people that live in trailers? It's like, that's what they want to do to us, you know?
It's brutal. Okay, so, if you guess wrong, Padgett, this is the important part. If you guess wrong, it's a negative point, so you don't want to jump in too early and guess incorrectly.
So there is something to lose. Got it.
And so there are four things, and you're going to go from the fourth, or you're going to go right to left or left to right?
Left to right.
Copy.
I'm never even sure if IMDb claims that the one all the way furthest to the left is the number one, because they don't put numbers on them. They just say best known for.
Okay. Yeah,
And some people only have three things or two, which is,
Sorry, Liam Neeson.
Somebody in the audience felt the pain of that. Yeah, it's too bad he wasn't in more than just Taken and Taken 2.
The Search for Curly's Gold.
That's all his agent wants. He's only got two because that's what his agent wants to highlight. Let's just keep him in the Taken.
We have the same agent.
Let's keep him in the Taken.
True.
In the Taken universe. The TU.
Oh my God, the Taken multiverse.
The first thing you do when you're in the Taken universe is get under a bed in another universe.
You can't hear me, but I'm you from a different... Yeah, right now I'm under a futon. It's not a bed.
All right, does everybody understand how this works? Probably not. The first film in this person's best known for is called No Strings Attached. The next title, and this is going to happen sometimes, we're going to...
Dustin.
All right, it's a little
Justin Timberlake.
Pretty early here. You're going Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
That's your guess?
That was the one, right, guys? It wasn't Ashton Kutcher,
but you do
right?
understand that this is a film with maybe 75 or 80 actors in it.
No, there were not that many people in it.
And there's not 75 people in any movie ever. That might give you more of an idea, because unfortunately, Justin is not the name I was looking for.
Minus one.
So I was going to say.
That's a negative one for Dustin.
It's the only part of the game I really understand.
Not starting off great, Dustin.
It's okay, I'll come back.
You have to sit the rest of this one out.
You just made that up just now. That's not even a rule, bro. That's a personal.
I did say you, right? I didn't say everybody, just you.
All right, go.
I have to sit the rest of this one anyway. Because you had a wrong guess. All right, so we got No Strings Attached. Then we go to TV. A TV credit. Something called The Other Two.
Guy,
who do you think it is?
Guy Branum.
That is correct.
Thank you. You!
He did it. He recognized his own credits.
Be honest, though, did you think it was you after the first one?
No. I mean, a lot of good people were in No Strings Attached, not Justin Timberlake. You got Gerwig, got Kaling, you got Portman.
You thinking about Friends with Benefits?
Yes.
I knew he was in some kind of string thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are easy to confuse, those two. Yeah.
That was the Deep Impact.
Yeah, they came out like right around the John
Carpenter.
Yeah.
That is extra
Dante's
fun.
Peak.
You said somebody who's not even in
Yeah,
the
but only one had a sassy gay friend who was a real live gay motherfuckers.
Plural?
Woody Harrelson played my role in The Other One.
Okay, so Guy, you get potential for bonus points. Can you name the other two things that are in your best known for?
Oh, God. I have to assume the Mindy Project and Chelsea Lately.
Which ones?
The Mindy Project and Chelsea Lately.
Mindy Project is correct, but for your fourth credit, they went with the Q-Force.
It's a deep dive into QAnon?
It is a Netflix animated series that no one wanted.
Well, you gotta get Padgett's agent to fix your top four because it's in there, and you have you currently have 2 points. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's the next round. Whose top four starts with Inglourious
Sam.
Bastards? Sam, who do you think it is?
I think it's me.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, okay. Oh!
Classic misdirect. Classic misdirect.
Oh shit, he's kicking the lights out.
Oh no, please, Sam.
He's kicking out the lights.
You brute!
It's a dirty trick, Doug.
He did. He faked you out.
Yeah.
That was good.
Second movie, minus a point.
Yeah. I didn't bathe today, Sam. I came here ready.
I understand. You're sick of seeing me on the show, Doug. There's other ways for me to not win.
Let's continue on. Now, see, listen to this, Dustin. Sam, you have to sit the rest of this one out.
He did just make
see,
that
it's
up
it's not
tonight.
A made-up rule. Okay. The next title, and this person's best known for, is In the Fade. I'll go ahead and give you the next title. Because that's not going to help anybody. National Treasure.
Guy.
For $5.
Sam thinks he knows who it is, but Guy is buzzing in.
Is it Diane Kruger?
That is correct! Holy cow! What is happening?
Oh my God.
Can you name another Krug?
I have to assume that Troy is on there.
Troy, no.
Oh.
Troy did not make it. They went with Unknown.
Oh.
Which they is didn't a, know what it was. Or a,
I believe that's a Liam Neeson joint, the Unknown.
Sounds
yeah.
The only fourth one was Unknown.
I'm going to need you to get under an unknown thing.
I have an unknown set of skills.
But in another upon, universe, I know all the skills.
Depending upon the universe we happen to be in.
All right, so Guy's really bursting into the lead here with 3 points. Sam and Dustin have a long way to go.
That's true.
And John and Padgett, thank you for being here. Appreciate you every time. Here goes the next round. Who's best known for starts with a TV show called Mad
Sam.
Men.
Sam.
John Hamm.
What?
Saying John Hamm.
Sam already buzzed in. Yeah.
With what?
With,
what did he
I
say?
I said Mad Men.
The TV show.
Oh, Mad Men. Oh.
Mad Men. And
familiar with
Sam
it?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense that you would...
in on it. What is your guess, Sam?
Well, look, it may be wrong, but I've got to take some big swings here. John Hamm.
You didn't have to do that at all. That is incorrect.
Yeah. Oh! Guys,
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 I could not win. I tried to get all of them.
He set us up. He set us up with Guy.
God damn, Doug. You're like the Joker today, man. Like, what are you doing to us, bro?
I want a second I want a second credit. I want to know.
It's Alan Havey,
well,
right?
We're gonna keep going.
I'm just out. The game keeps
it's
going.
It's still somebody else's to guess.
Anybody's,
Sam is
anybody's
only,
game
Sam
except for
the
Sam.
The only one that's out.
Who is out?
Sam's out. You know what's gonna be?
He's out for now.
Huh?
I'm gonna continue.
No secrets.
You
no
can't
secrets
consult.
No, I think. Oh.
You can't consult with him.
I was just trying to make a team. I was just trying to make an alliance.
The second title after Mad Men is a film called In Time.
John Hamm.
Who is it, John?
Vincent Kartheiser.
That is correct.
Nice! Nice!
The VK Broiler.
Beautiful.
Can you name 2 more Kartheisers for 2 more points?
Alpha Dog.
He too?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake was also in there.
You knew he'd come through for us today. So do I get any points from that?
And... Angel.
No, they went with Masterminds.
Okay.
And Alpha Dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so that's 2 points for Mr. John Hamm.
Wow.
In Time, wasn't the setup of that movie that he had a clock?
Yeah, you all have clocks in your arms, and it shows how much time you have to live.
It was like a carousel. It was like Logan's Run, basically.
Yeah, he was a gazillionaire, so he had all the time in the world, and everybody's frozen at 30. It was a real Logan's Run deal.
So it should have been just called the Justin Timberlake story.
Ah, yeah.
Guy's got all the time in the world.
I love it. I love it. Dusty Justy, let's do it.
Sam.
Wow, he's buzzing in ahead of time. He's doing a pre-buzz.
You can't get any further behind.
This is very exciting, this pre-buzz. Okay, Sam, who is it?
I'm going to go with Padgett. Padgett Brewster.
That is incorrect.
Okay.
He's got nothing to lose anymore.
Thank you, Justin.
You got to cut him off, it's, bro.
It's beautiful, bold play. I am dazzled to watch one of the greats of the game.
Thank you.
All right. The actual first title, and Sam, you have to sit this one out, is the television program Friends.
Oh.
I'm going to wait for a second credit.
Okay, the second credit is a motion picture called Cake.
Oh, Guy. It's Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston is correct.
Oh my God, you're right!
Also, but no helping.
Yeah, audience, please don't do that. It was so exciting, though. I could hear it, just the excited whispers.
It's Jennifer Aniston. It's Jennifer. Is she here? Is she gonna come out?
Let's bring her out, Jen.
Let's bring her out.
Ah, oh, that'd be awesome.
Can you name the I want what?
The Rembrandts?
Is that what the Rembrandts?
No, the others. No. Oh yeah, the Rembrandts was the band. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Is that what you're looking for?
So.
No, I want to know what the more, other credits are that Anistons she has on her IMDb page. Running. That's a tricky one.
Oh, what are Jennifer Aniston's best...
Two other big...
So, The Morning Show.
Nice.
And, oh, shit.
Yeah, what was the... there was another movie.
Let's go with The Object of My Affection.
Always an excellent choice. but no, that those two, I mean, with Jennifer Aniston, there were so many possibilities, but I think she picks her own top four because she goes for prestige, indie, big budge, and of course, Friends. Friends, Cake, We're the Millers. Mm-hmm.
The Good Girl?
And The Good Girl.
Good yeah. Girl, the that's good the one, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we should just declare Guy the winner of this, but we, I also want to. I want to play. I want to play.
Out.
I want to play one more round, Sam. Are
the
you ready?
Man with nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You want to pre-guess?
Don't do it.
No.
You want me to pre-guess,
Doug? You can do it. Come on.
Okay, sure. I'll pre-guess.
Oh, he's pre-gaming it, everybody. I mean, pre-guessing.
Uh-huh.
Not pre-gaming. Sam doesn't pre-game. Okay. Who is it?
Dustin Ibarra.
That is correct.
Yeah. Whoa! I heard my name! This is crazy,
man. How many
man.
Points does he get?
He just got 1 point for that.
Oh, but do I get any points
but
for that?
Now, if he can name the four... titles in Dustin's top four.
Oh, this is
he
good.
Could come in second.
He's going to tie this shit up with Guy.
I don't see how I can tie it. That's best I give there is five, right?
Come on, man. We've literally met four times.
Doesn't Gary? Gary's got like 5 points, doesn't he? So yeah, you can tie him up.
You're a very funny guy, and I love being on podcasts with you.
I love you too, Sam. Thank you.
But Dustin, I'm very sorry.
No, you motherfucker. Don't do this to me on live. Don't do it to this to me on live.
All right. I can do this. You know what? I take it back. I can do this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so bad.
Masters of the Universe. Top Gun Maverick. Caligula.
This is...
And Bonnie and Clyde.
You son of a bitch.
I'm right about one of them. No, I'm not.
Can I try?
Okay.
This is is gonna. My self esteem can't handle
it. Let's go. Let's do it. Hurry up.
Gotham.
Yes.
This is us.
I told you Gotham backstage. This is us. No, I was not in that.
No, but you almost were. I got a call.
No.
Oh, this is us guessing Gotham is what she was saying. This is like me saying Gotham.
I was guessing nothing.
That wasn't a guess.
This is the worst.
Firestarter.
I mean, with that hair, he would be in such danger. He can't go on that set.
Californication.
Yeah, that's a good. All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
No, they went with number one. We Bought a Zoo.
Oh, I knew that.
Nice. Number two, the Easter classic Hop.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Three, the horror classic Us.
Yes.
I knew that.
And four, the TV program Gotham.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh, those are my best residuals.
You're doing great. Yeah. You're doing great.
Those are the ones.
Those four pay the best, as it turns out.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Turns out the ones that they're saying are the most popular are also paying the most dividends.
We Bought a Zoo, too. That's like a Christmassy thing. You can put that.
People watch that at Christmas? Let's watch these fuckers buy this zoo again.
It's an old person movie, man. No one cusses, you know? I did it.
When I did see it with my parents. You're
when
right.
When I improv'd, I was like, "What's up, motherfucker?" But they took it out. You know? I was like, "What's up with these fucking animals, dude?"
Dustin.
Man, you guys ever just want to fuck it? They're like, "Whoa!"
But they decided to go a little dirtier with the sequel that you star in. That's called "I Got Your Zoo Right Here Too."
The poster.
Dustin, I really feel terrible that I let you down there, so the next time I'm lucky enough to be on the show and we play Last Person Stanton, I will do you. I will learn your resume.
I've always wanted you to do me. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it.
He said he's going to learn your resume. You should be honored.
It's like literally half a page.
He's going to learn my resume?
No, I'm saying I'm
Dustin,
embarrassed.
I feel like you haven't had a creepy stalker in a while. So guess what? Here I come.
And I'm going to commit it to memory to make up for my foolishness.
I'm going to memento it all over my chest and back.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, Sam. That We Got a Zoo on your leg is beautiful. Thank you. But it's called We Bought a Zoo. You fucked up, buddy. You fucked
I
it
like...
up.
Why do I get my tattoos at Costco?
Like
in the mirror, we bought an ooze.
We got a zoo. We're walking down the street. We didn't mean to.
We just fucking got a zoo. Starring John Hamm.
We forgot to wear our masks that day. All right, so we got to go to a commercial, and we got to solve who. Sam is very comfortable knowing how much the first game doesn't matter in the long haul. He knows he did not need to win that game to win today and win this crate full of crap for a lucky audience member. We're going to find out which audience member that is after these messages. We'll be right back!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! I'm telling you, you got to come see this show in person because the fun we have during the breaks. It is wild what was going on here. And I'm glad everybody's back in their seats and ready to focus for a game that's going to determine our big winner today. And we're going to play another classic that I'm bringing back in a big way. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Here's how it works, basically. Guy gets to go first because he took down that last thing in a spectacular way. Then we'll go to our friend Dustin, then Paget, then John, and then Sam, who loves being boxed out like this.
It is my favorite.
It's your favorite thing. Because you have to rise up to the challenge.
If I get the opportunity.
Yeah. I think you might.
I hope so.
You also might not.
It's probably going to happen. Yeah.
These are the two options.
Yes.
You might.
Right. Now, Padgett, I want you to know.
You might not.
That I'm going to say a tagline from a movie, and just be careful. I know you like to do. You like to work it out, you know, verbally, but don't give anybody any info
that
they don't deserve.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, that's just a good tip for anybody up here, because I'm going to say it to Guy. And he's going to get a second to think about it. And if he doesn't get the right answer on this first one, then it moves to Dustin, et cetera. Some of these are extremely hard, and some are quite not hard. I don't want to say easy, because I've guessed before when something's easy and it turns out people haven't, you know. I was like, this is easy. And they're like, we've never heard of, oh, dad, poor dad, mama's hung in the closet and I'm feeling so sad. And I'm like, well, it's real, and why wouldn't you have heard of it with that crazy title? Guy, are you ready?
Yes.
What movie do you think has the tagline, "The strangest story ever conceived by man"? Man.
Oh, The Rabbit Test.
The film Joan Rivers' one and only directorial effort?
Yes, but that's not correct. It is a much better known movie where, yeah.
You mean the other Rabbit Test with Nicole Kidman?
No. I'm saying I realize now that the tagline, you probably aren't bringing up Joan Rivers' one directing film. You're probably bringing up a thing that people have heard of, and then I won't talk further about what it's about so that I don't give it away to people.
Well, I mean, you nailed it, though. Your guess was a good guess because of the word conceived by man, because Rabbit Test is about the first pregnant man.
Yes. So it's clearly, obviously going to be a different movie about a pregnant man. I really shit myself up here. I'm sorry, you guys.
I'm just going to go ahead and make you feel better and say it's not about anyone having any kind of baby at all.
It's not that Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito thing? I was like, no, it's obviously the with Emma Thompson for some reason.
Yeah. Emma Thompson and those guys in Junior.
Junior, yeah. All right, if it's not that, then I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was an example of working it out verbally in the right way.
All right, Dustin, what do you think it is?
What do we, Nicole Kidman, what, like?
No, you've gotten way too much information. All you need to know is that it's the strangest story ever conceived by man. Because you know how things that aren't men are always out there conceiving of stories.
Oh, yeah, hang on. Hold up. This feels very biblical. Very bad, definitely my mom wouldn't let me watch it growing up. Is it
just what's the filthiest movie you can think of?
Boogie Nights?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Padgett?
Damn it. Ah.
Strangest story ever conceived by man.
The Andromeda Strain?
No, but I like it. I like it. That was fun, yeah.
Good about that.
The guy in the audience liked it.
Thank you.
John? Ham, take this away from Sam.
No, I don't. I'm sure Sam has a very
I'm
good
sure
idea
he's over
as
there
to what it is.
Just
I certainly don't.
Pretending he doesn't know.
He knows what it is.
I have no idea.
I'm going to say, what
he's
planet are you from?
That's
okay. That's not the answer.
I'm still going to say it.
I can't stop you.
You didn't.
All right, Sam.
All right, Sam.
Yeah, I really, is it only because we mentioned her name, Rabbit Hole?
Oh, God, no.
May I guess? If he's wrong.
You're going to guess again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not Rabbit Hole.
100% wrong. Yeah.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
No.
Fuck.
No, this is supposed to be a difficult one, and everybody passed with flying colors because, you know, why would you come up with King Kong?
Shit.
always got to go with Godzilla.
Is it the original or the second?
1933 or?
The original.
Yeah.
33.
Yeah, they're really trying to sell. This is strange, this story. And it is kind of strange because they go to an island with all sorts of gigantic beasts of all kinds. Some are dinosaurs. But let's take the monkey home with us.
Made out of clay.
Let's not even mention the dinosaurs when we get to the States. Wink, wink. Now, oftentimes, and Sam is the first one to pounce on these situations, there's a theme in this game that people can figure out. That happens a lot, but not today.
Oh, right. What's this? What? So this, again, was what?
King Kong.
Thank you.
But you don't need to remember that.
There might be a theme, he
just
said.
There's normally,
theme.
But not today, apparently.
Not today. Oh, I missed that part.
But Doug is a liar.
He's a trickster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's mischievous.
Yep.
Just like
King Kong.
Eddie Vedder.
And King Kong.
Guy, what movie has the tagline, "Experience a connection beyond words"?
I'm going to go with Children of a Lesser God.
Fancy.
That is a really good guess. You're the best player of this game. Like, even when you have a losing answer, it's the best answer. That is a really good answer, but no, that's not it. Dustin?
Raised by Wolves. I just wanted to sound smart like Guy. I thought he made that up.
Children of a Greater God.
No, but seriously.
Yeah, let's get serious for a second.
Okay. Fuck, dude. I don't know. More Than Words. I don't know. What's that one with Al Pacino when he's blind? The Scent of a Woman?
Oh, nope. Ooh, I don't think so. Forget about it. Wrong movie. All right. Padgett.
Is it The Artist?
No, but that's another fun guess, that fake silent movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say it again just to remind everybody.
Flipper!
Experience. Yeah, Flipper and that boy, man, their connection. Wow, they really, it wasn't just sexual. Experience a connection beyond words, John.
Touch? I think it's a movie. I'm sure it's a movie.
There has to have been a movie called Touch. I think Skeet Ulrich starred
in it. Yup. He had the power to heal people.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Skeet Ulrich.
I mean, I was going to guess Children of a Lesser God, but it was already taken.
It was already taken, yeah. Okay, Sam, take it home. You know it.
Sam.
I do not. You've pump up this. The volume.
You've got this.
That's a good guess, Joe. Good guess.
Night at the Roxbury.
I love that you want to keep guessing. That's so fun. But that's not it either.
Yentl.
No. The answer is The Shape of Water.
Ah, I saw that stupid movie too. Me and my buddies thought it was some gonna be like, you know, it's a good movie, don't get me wrong, but it's like, you know, whenever you're some dudes like hanging out, looking for a party.
You should have watched Yentl.
Shape of Water.
To think they didn't go with the tagline, "She fucks a fish."
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I love that movie.
That was actually that one with Don Knotts. They used that.
Oh, The Incredible Mr. Limpin. She fucked a fish.
Yeah, that was the working title. Mr.
The fuckiest fish in the West.
I would love it so much if there were an ongoing lawsuit between the author of The Incredible Mr. Limpin and Guillermo del Toro.
I wrote that first. That animated.
They're basically the same movie, sir. One casting choice off, and they're the same movie.
Ready, Guy?
Yes.
Okay. The most magnificent. I told you some of these are hard. The most magnificent picture ever.
Jesus. All right. Like,
yeah, think about it.
It's going to be
just
like,
think logically, the most magnificent picture.
Well, it's going to be like very
ever.
It's going to be very King Kong taught us that they did not have good tagline technology back in the 30s. So I am going to say that it is Gone with the Wind.
That is correct.
Guys.
David O. Selznick presents the most magnificent picture ever.
Oh my God.
It wasn't untrue at that time.
At that time, it was.
Now it's not the best.
It's decidedly less magnificent.
I was going to say Short Circuit 2, but that's way better.
I was going to say The Magnificent Seven.
Because he says like Magnificent. Yeah. I was going to Maleficent 2. I was thinking
of all the magnificent movies, Guy knew exactly which one was the most magnificent
ever
for our purposes here. So Guy is on the board, but that means Dustin gets to go first on this next one.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. I'm sorry, buddy. If you don't know this, just take a guess.
Okay.
And we'll move on. We've run out of time.
All right. I'll be quick. Okay.
We're having so much fun today. This
All
is
right.
great.
Enough improv.
Thank you for coming, everybody.
All right. Let's go. They got to get out of
here. Yeah, thank you for coming, everybody. Yeah,
everybody.
This is nice.
Everybody came here to do this. Whatever this is, we're doing it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
It's awesome.
All together. All right. What do you think? What movie do you think this is, Dustin? The happiest, dopiest, grumpiest, sneeziest movie of the year.
That's a
Is it the
one.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
That is correct!
Ah, man. Wow.
It only took 20 years, but they really got better at writing taglines. I just say who's in it, and you know.
It's the most Big Lebowski-est movie ever.
20 more years, and they're like, it's a real Star War.
These damn Star Wars. Have they said that in Star Wars? Did they ever say Star Wars in Star Wars? That'd be kind of funny, right? Like Darth Vader.
But like really seriously, like you guys.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't know what we're gonna do with all these Star Wars.
I just got drafted into another Star Wars.
I just got drafted into the Star Wars, and
they never talk about
bummer.
The stars. They talk about the Death Star, and they never talk about wars specifically. They talk about conflict and
police action
problems with their fathers. All right,
these fucking Star Wars are killing us.
Padgett.
Yep.
You're up first.
Yep.
You can do this.
Yep.
What movie has the tagline, a 50-year fight?
The Hatfields versus the McCoys from 1932.
The movie, yeah. Is that your guess?
Tell me the line again. A 50-year war...
A
50-year fight.
Yes.
Should I know this? Is this embarrassing?
No, don't
Absolutely
ask them.
Not.
Okay.
Don't ask them.
Yentl.
Yentl is always a great guess.
I love Yentl. I just saw that a couple years ago. I loved it.
What do you think it is, John?
If it was the 51-year fight, it would be the John Hamm story. Thank you very much. 1971 to 2022. It's been a 51-year fight. Waterworld?
Yeah, I mean, when you join them, it's already a Waterworld, so you don't know how long the fight's been going at that point.
Exactly. Probably 50 years.
Come on down, everybody. Watch a fight that started 50 years ago. Still going.
That's him.
Could end.
Oh, can I? I just want the one where it's like Bambi and Thumper go make their way through the thing. Can I have that tag? No? I'm sure I'm off, but I've got Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Oh,
that's
right.
That is correct.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad this is audio only.
Oh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When they're on the incline. Walter Matthau, and yeah, and, God.
Yeah. Very good outtakes at the end of that movie. Burgess Meredith. Really going to town.
Yeah, he goes, Burgess Meredith is not afraid to use the word balls or grab someone's balls.
I'm doing it for 50 years.
Yeah. 50-year ball fight. Guy and Sam are both on the board, but we got a lot of spoilers up here on this stage. And
Dustin's on the board?
So is Dustin, by the way.
What's that?
You do remember the Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, Dustin's on the board.
Softball that got tossed.
Let me fix that clerical error. Make sure we got Dusty. Dustin is on the board.
He doesn't even know how to read and write. It's all symbols, man. It's all fucking smiley faces and half moons.
All right. Guy is up next. And if he gets this one correct. What happened? You just got it right, Sam.
No, I know. Shouldn't Padgett and John get to go since they don't
you
have
You just got it right?
I mean,
oh, he's going. He's going in a yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, and then guys up next.
He's going in. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you win. You win. I think we have the same birthday. Maybe we suck
do.
At this because
we do.
You, me, and Sharon Stone, right?
And Osama bin Laden.
Hang on, you guys are all born on March 10th.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
You're
I
not.
Always wondered what.
2 days later.
I always wondered what the March full 12. Membership of the Leg Spreaders Club was.
Yeah.
I got Sharon Stone.
My favorite was in Zero Dark Thirty when Osama bin Laden did that move and showed his pussy. Well, you think you know? Fucking Dennis Nedry over there. Goddamn.
Okay, guy. What movie has the tagline, still yelling, still fighting, still ready for love?
I have to assume grumpier old men.
That is correct! You did it! Guy Branum is our winner today!
Are you serious?
He took it down! He did it! Congratulations!
Wow.
Where is that person you were playing for, Guy?
It is that
It wasn't
Jay.
Scott. It wasn't Scott. It was Jay with
that
the worst name tag ever.
Ladies, I failed.
And once again, everything is right with the universe. No, yay is what you mean. That's pronounced yay. It's pronounced
Here's your
yay.
Fucking box.
You gotta return the crate.
Congratulations.
Oh, be careful, be careful.
No, they're fine.
Okay,
yeah,
you're good. Congratulations, you did it.
Guy, that was amazing.
You're a badass.
That was
guy.
Amazing.
Thank you, Padgett.
So delightful.
And Dustin.
So, since you won today, Guy Branum, you get to do your plugs first. Go ahead and promote yourself.
Bros, it's in theaters, a comedy in theaters, September 30th. Go see that movie so that gay people can continue to be gay. If not, we have to stop being gay. Thank you very much.
Paid for by Gay is Gay.
Paid for by grumpier old men.
Destiny Barra,
yes,
what do you got
man.
To plug, buddy?
We're actually doing a show, you and
tomorrow
I.
Night, tomorrow night, buddy!
Yeah,
double plug!
It's going to be fun. Torrance, California, we're going to be at the end. Jason Ellis, Pablo Francisco, Doug Benson, it's going to be a really fun show. We're going to have a good time.
Tomorrow night, so you got to act fast.
The end. Yeah, man.
Listeners
thanks for having me, Doug.
Fast. You got to jump. You can get the tickets. The listeners, they're going to have to act fast because they're not going to hear this till late tonight. They're going to have to move.
I think I did it wrong. I think it's like a free show, too. I'm kind of... But you guys have
it
to
It is
pay.
Free.
No, yeah. I'm joking. It is free.
No, it's free to get in. Yeah, you did do that wrong. I don't know what
I don't know
about.
What I... You know, I was...
Yeah, but it'll be fun, right?
I can't book shows, bro.
That's the important thing. The important thing is we're going to have fun.
Come for free, you bastards.
Padgett's going to be there. She's bringing some of her amazing brownies that she makes.
Yes, Padgett.
Not infused. She doesn't put anything in them. They're just normal brownies.
Don't infuse.
Yeah. But they're delicious nonetheless.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I can get high separate. I don't need to get high. I need to get high with every goddamn thing I eat. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Padgett Brewster, what do you got to plug? You got some more Bird Girl?
I do, you guys. Bird Girl tomorrow. No, tonight. Is today Sunday?
Yeah.
Tonight at 11:30 p.m. Ooh. Is the finale episode of Bird Girl, but they're all on HBO Max tomorrow. Hypochondriac, an LGBTQ psychological horror film that I'm in, premieres the 29th, and then will be on video on demand the next week. I also did a true crime podcast narration about a true rape case. It's kind of a bummer, but there's actually no, it's fascinating. It's it's many rapes, but sorry. No. This is someone that actually, if people listen to the
you're
podcast,
really digging a rape
we can
hole.
Find. I know. I'm sorry.
Dig up.
Sorry. It's called Midwest Monster. John Hamm.
I like that. Padgett, whenever it's her turn to talk, she thinks she needs to throw to the next thing. Let's turn
thank
to see.
You.
Let's, yeah. What's John Hamm up to?
Top Gun Maverick, still in theater.
Yes.
Recently crossed the $1 billion threshold.
Number one movie in the world.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a big
Confess
movie.
Fletch coming out in
yes.
theater.
Oh.
Continuing the story of Irwin M. Fletcher in September at some point. And The Big Lie, an Audible podcast on Amazon Audible about terrible things that happened in the 50s to people that were considered to be communists.
So like if you're looking for something fun after Padgett's
multiple
after
rapes
rape
also on Audible yeah, so back to back
can lighten the mood with John's
fiscal irresponsibility of the 50s
yeah
after rape. Not funny.
Was that the
but both is, great podcasts
is that the discussion podcast that happens after your show?
Doug,
it happens, but
that?
Nobody reports it. Sam.
Wow, thanks for the great.
That's a great
up nicely,
up.
Sam.
That's
that was clever. Clever as fuck.
Brutal.
Sam, jump into this hole.
Hey, you can find me on Cameo. I will not talk about rapes. Not even if you pay me 10 times. Won't talk about him in my cameos.
Okay, I'll talk about it in mine, but you go ahead and have your little rules.
Thank you. You can see me.
I try to make the customer happy.
Nope, not for this. Got to have my standards, Doug. I'm on Minx, which is streaming on
yes,
HBO Max.
And
great
he's
show.
Great in it.
Padgett's a fan, and
have
she has wonderful
seen
taste.
Minx?
It's so good.
It's
very good.
They should change the channel to HBO Minx.
Yes, Eric Edelstein and Sam Levine are these radio DJs, and they're misogynist monsters,
just
and
garbage.
They're brilliant at it.
Just
they're great garbage. Actors. It's a great
thank
show
you.
If you haven't seen it.
And if you are a child or have a children or enjoy children's programming, I'm on Raven's Home on the Disney Channel.
Oh!
That's right, it's a sequel series to That's So Raven, which I also appeared on 20 years ago, but this time back as a different character. Because it's a Law and Order universe, Doug. They ran out of actors.
Your character couldn't have just grown up?
Nope. Different guy altogether. Different name.
Oh, maybe they killed
really?
That other guy off.
Yep, different everything.
That's not very Raven.
And then...
No, of all the things that are Raven, that is not
one of them.
Not even a little
not
bit.
Not on the list.
And
it's funny. It's a long list.
Yeah.
There's so many things
so
that
many
are Raven.
So many things that are not Raven.
That, like, it kind of... That's why they try not to talk about it anymore, because people are just saying that's so Raven about every little thing.
Yep. But here we are. Oh, yeah, and Cameo. And that's it. That's it.
Is Raven on Cameo?
Probably.
Nice. Is that everybody?
Yes.
All right. Doug Loves Movies is going to be back here in 1 month on Sunday, August 14. And you know where all my dates and deets and whatnots are. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to Dynasty Typewriter. If you like comedy and typewriting, be sure to visit Dynasty Typewriter. I changed it to Comedy Typewriter. That's what it's called now. Comedy Typewriter. That just sounds like a show where there's like an animatronic typewriter that talks to everybody about words.
Welcome to the Hall of Typewriters.
It would be like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the extrapolation. Did I mention San Diego? Yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego for Comic-Con, so come see me at the American Comedy Company. One more time for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Guy Branum, Dustin Ibarra, Padgett, Brewster, and John H. Hamm. The H stands for wholesome. And as always, it was beauty killed the beast.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes unfold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in